B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I want A plus. Invest, that's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone, so come along. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, guys, here we go.
Hi everybody, welcome back to day two of our Culture Shock article on unlucky numbers, and I'm Kat.
I'm Mike. Yeah, we're looking at unlucky or lucky numbers, yeah. But mostly unlucky numbers, because we want to stay away from danger, trouble, and just generally bad things. Yesterday, the two characters in our dialogue, Simon and Lucia, were talking about unlucky numbers and how they're actually a little different in different parts of the world. Right.
Yeah. Different people believe different things.
Yeah.
So like Friday the 13th, for example, is an unlucky day in the UK and the US and Canada too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep, but that's true. Mm-hmm. But in other parts of the world, the number 13, which is considered unlucky in the US, UK, places like that, can actually be lucky. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be a lucky number in Italy. But back to Simon, his grandmother used to believe that Friday the 13th was so unlucky, she wouldn't even go outside on that day.
What if something bad happened to you in your house?
True. People fall down in their shower or cut their hand when they're, you know, working in the kitchen. That's true. Bad things can happen at home.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, I mean, they don't seem to care because they decide to go and get coffee at this place which has the number 13 in its address.
Yep.
But what happens?
Oh, something unlucky actually happened while they were buying coffee. A man came out of the coffee shop, bumped into Simon and spilled hot coffee all over his legs.
Oh my
now,
gosh.
Was it an accident? Maybe. But did the fact that it's Friday the 13th, or that they were at that coffee shop with the number 13, did that have something to do with it? Yes, definitely.
If you say so.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, I hope Simon's okay, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I guess we're about to find out if he actually is okay. Simon, hope you're doing all right. Let's go to the article and see.
Culture Shock!
Unlucky numbers, unlucky days.
Simon and Lucia are at a hospital.
I'm okay. That coffee didn't burn me. It just made a mess of my trousers.
We should check, just in case.
Let's take the lift.
They get into an elevator.
I just noticed something. There's no fourth floor in this hospital.
The number four is unlucky here. It sounds like the word for death, so people avoid it.
They get out of the elevator.
That's good to know. How else do people avoid the number four?
When people get married, we give them money. You should give people an even amount, but not a figure with number four in it.
What's a lucky number here?
Eight is lucky. It sounds like fortune in Chinese.
The next number comes up on the screen.
Number eight is next.
That's me.
How lucky.
Burn. Burn. I burned my fingers when I touched the hot water. I burned my fingers when I touched the hot water. Floor. Floor. Andrew moved to a new room on the third floor of his building. Andrew moved to a new room on the third floor of his building. Death. Death. My mother's death made my family sad for the rest of the year. My mother's death made my family sad for the rest of the year. Get married. Get married. Get, got, gotten. William and Ruby had a baby after they got married last year. William and Ruby had a baby after they got married last year.
认识字汇。
Make a mess of something. Figure. Fortune.
Okay, so we start off, of course we want to know how Simon is, so, we find out that he and Lucy are at the hospital.
Get out! Oh. They went to the hospital?
They went to the hospital.
It's really bad.
Actually, it's not. Simon says, I'm okay.
Well, okay, I guess they were just being safe.
Yeah, he says, the coffee didn't burn me, it just made a mess of my trousers.
So why are they at the hospital? They should be at Uniqlo.
Well, that's
or
a good
idea.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll go there later. But first, we got to find out what our first word power word is, and that is burn. Burn is a verb, and it is spelled B-U-R-N, burn. Let's find out what it means. Okay, if you touch something very hot, if you're under the sun too long, if something is on fire, it will burn, or you will get burned. So, for example, when you cook meat, if you put it on a hot pan or in the oven or on a grill, it burns. Even if it doesn't look black, if it's, you know, not completely uncooked anymore, it means it's burned. So, other things that burn, candles burn. Or if you are in the sun too long, you know what happens to you. Your skin will get red, it'll turn really painful, sometimes it'll start peeling off, and that means you have a sunburn. So, that's how you can burn your skin. Please be careful to not do that because it can actually really, really hurt you. Okay, here's an example sentence for burn. I burned my fingers when I touched the hot water. I burned my fingers when I touched the hot water. Don't touch hot water. Okay, so that's what burn means.
No good, no good.
No good, but at least it didn't burn Simon. It only made a mess of his trousers. Well, that's good. But make a mess of something is not great either, because it means to make something dirty or not tidy. Like, for example, if you have a really, really messy room, and because you've let your cats run around and mess things up.
That's a big trouble.
Yep, yep, yep. Or make a mess of something can also mean do something really badly. So it just looks bad and messy. Like if you cook something, but you're just not a great cook and you made a mess of the dish.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or if you just make a lot of mistakes. Like I didn't study last night, so I really made a mess of my test.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you went in and like put black marker all over it. It just means you did it really, really badly.
Yeah.
So try not to make a mess of things, trousers, cakes, or tests. Anyways, let's talk about trousers. Yeah, that's right, that Simon spilled coffee, or got coffee spilled, I should say, and made a mess of his trousers. These are the British form for the word pants.
Right.
It's clothing that you wear on your legs, from your waist all the way down. So they're long pants, not shorts, long pants in the UK. They are trousers, because here's a fun fact, in the UK, pants are underwear.
Yep.
So if you're going to a store saying, I'd like to buy some pants, they will point you to the underwear section. But if you need some pants, like to go out in public, those would be called trousers. All right. So let's get back to the article. They went to the hospital. They don't think that Simon's badly hurt. His pants, or trousers, I should say, are a mess. But he should be okay. But Lucia says we should check. Just in case. Yeah, I guess that's wise, right?
It's good to be safe.
Exactly. If you do something just in case, you do it. You're doing it because you want to be safe, because you want to be careful. You think it's okay, but there's still a few questions in your mind. There's still a little doubt. So you want to take that extra step to really make sure, all right? So, for example, you bought your plane tickets a month ago. You know your plane leaves Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. But if you're like me, maybe sometimes sometime on Monday, you might check the airplane website just in case they've changed it or you have the information wrong in your mind. You really don't want to make a mistake, so you do something extra just in case to be safe.
Yeah, because people make mistakes. They do. You want to make sure that things are going to be okay.
Except Donald Trump. He never makes a mistake.
Right, of course. Anyway, so yes. Going on with the article, Simon is talking and he says, let's take the lift.
Oh, okay.
That's a very British thing to say as well, because lift means elevator. If you've ever gotten into a very tall building and there's a box kind of thing which you can stand in, press a number, and it will take you to that floor, that's called an elevator. And in the UK, they call it a lift for obvious reasons. It's a box that lifts you up and down in a building.
Makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, so they get in the elevator.
There you go. They're getting in the elevator. And of course, when you're in an elevator or a lift, one of the things you, well, the only thing you really have to do is pick a floor.
Yep.
And then as they're doing this, Simon says, I just noticed something. So there's something kind of strange and it caught his eye. It caught his attention there inside the lift.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So he says, there's no fourth floor in this hospital.
Two, three, five.
Yep.
Six, seven, eight, nine, whatever. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys have probably seen this, but what is a floor? Well, floor is our next word power word, and it is a noun. Not quite spelled like it sounds. It's spelled F-L-O-O-R, floor. Let's find out what it means. So a floor is the ground under your feet when you're inside of a building. It's, if it's made out of wood or stone or carpet or something like that, it's probably a floor. The ground is outside usually, but a floor is inside. However, floor here means how many floors there are on top of each other. So, for example, Taipei 101, it's very famous for having 101 floors. For example, if you live in an apartment building, you probably either live on the first floor, second floor, third floor. I live on the third floor, or you might have a one-floor house. Another word for this kind of floor, when you're talking about how many there are in a building, is stories. So Taipei 101 has 101 floors or 101 stories. So here's an example of a floor. Andrew moved to a new room on the third floor of his building. Andrew moved to a new room on the third floor of his building. Okay, so they are in the lift and they saw that there is no number four.
It's missing a four. Yeah, it just jumps from the third floor to the fifth floor. So Lucia, she explains the number four is unlucky here. Yeah, not the number 13 for Taiwanese people. Are like, oh, 13, it's between 12 and 14. Yeah, whatever.
Who cares?
But the number four would make them go, or something like that.
Yeah. Right. Because, as Lucy explains, it sounds like the word for death. So people avoid it.
They do.
Obviously.
Especially
you know?
In hospitals.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. In hospitals, you don't want a number that sounds like death.
Sure.
So death is our next word power word, spelled D-E-A-T-H, death. It's a noun. Let's find out what it is. So the word death is actually the noun for die. The verb die or dying. So, of course, when you die, you're not alive anymore. So death is the state of being not alive anymore. We hear it in words like deathbed, which is when you are dying, you're in bed, and people are coming to you to say their last words to you. That's when you are on your deathbed. Or if you're getting married, you will say, until death do us part. That means we'll be together until one of us dies. Or if you're talking about life and death, the two are opposites. When you have life, you are alive, you are living. And when you have death, you are not alive anymore. So an example sentence for death might be, my mother's death made my family sad for the rest of the year. My mother's death made my family sad for the rest of the year. Okay.
Interesting. Death. Yeah, no death. Death is not a good thing to remind people of, to make them think of, especially in a hospital. So that's why no fourth floor. So next we see that they're getting out of the elevator or getting out of the lift, as Simon might say. Well, he's thinking about this, you know, this new information he's gotten about the number four and how it's considered bad luck. He says, that's good to know.
Yeah.
All right. This is a good expression to use when you've learned something that's going to be useful in your life.
Yeah.
It's helpful information. It's not just like a fun fact, but it's, you know, something that might help you avoid trouble or might give you some kind of assistance in the future. Really, school is off on Friday. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, very good to know.
Stay in and, you know, sleep late. It's good to know.
Very good.
Thanks for telling me.
Yeah, of course. Mm. So Simon says that's good to know. And he also has some more questions.
Yes.
He says, how else do people avoid the number four? So how else do they keep from using it or keep from seeing it?
They don't use it for floor numbers in buildings. That's one way. So what are some other ways that people do things in their life to stay away from this unlucky number?
It's a good question.
It is. And Lucia has an answer for us, which is great. She says, when people get married, we give them money. Yeah, this is the tradition in Taiwan. When you go to a wedding, when people are getting married, you bring a red envelope, a hongbao, and there's money inside. That is the typical gift when people get married. This verb phrase is, of course, made up of two different words, get and married, G-E-T, get married, M-A-R-R-I-E-D, get married. All right, get married is, of course, using that verb get, got, gotten. So that works the same way as it would when you're using the verb get in a normal way. And to get married is basically what happens when two people meet, they fall in love, and they want to be a couple together forever to maybe start a family. But basically, getting married is a ritual, an event, a social occasion. The two people who are getting married, who want to be married to each other, will invite their friends and family. They might have a religious service. They might have some kind of party or event. And it's basically showing the world, showing their friends and everyone that they love each other and they're going to be together, hopefully, until the end of time, or at least until they die. That's what people do when they get married. And of course, later on, they might have kids and start a family. Let's look at our example sentence. William and Ruby had a baby after they got married last year. Aw, William and Ruby had a baby after they got married last year. Well, congratulations to all of them. And actually, when people get married, some of these traditions and superstitions come around. Like
that's
even
true.
For the bride to wear a white dress. That's kind of a tradition as well. And there are certain gifts that you might give or not give. Of course, here in Taiwan, the number four is one you want to stay away from when you're giving a gift for a wedding.
Right. So as Lucia says, when you're giving your hongbao to people, you should give people an even amount, but not a figure with number four in it. Okay. So when we're talking about an even amount, what does that mean? Well, even we're talking about numbers that you can cut in half or you can divide in half. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, and so on and so on. Those are even numbers. But if you can't cut it in half, like 1, 3, 5, so on and so on, those are odd numbers. Okay, and when we talk about a figure, that just is another word for a number. But it's especially used for like money or math problems or things like that.
Exactly. So there you go. You should stay away from those odd numbers. Try to use even numbers, but not four. That is an even number, but that would be the unlucky one. So the next thing we see, there's a picture, and they're at the hospital. They take a seat, or they sit down in the waiting room. All right, so Simon's kind of looking around, or he's still thinking about this whole idea of lucky numbers. And he knows four is an unlucky number, right? He knows all about that. So his question now is, what's a lucky number here? I know four is unlucky, but what is a good lucky number?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Because every culture has, you know, their lucky numbers, too.
Lucky number seven.
Yeah, lucky number seven. We have seven. All right. So Lucia says eight is lucky. Yeah, one more than seven. It sounds like fortune in Chinese. Mm. Okay, well, fortune, here's another word for luck. It could mean, you know, it could mean just good luck or bad luck, or it could also have the meaning of talking about lots and lots of money. Like, I made a fortune off my business.
Wow.
Yeah, fortune. Yeah. Okay.
That is good luck, too.
Having a fortune is good luck.
All right, so the next thing we see is that the next number at the hospital, the next number comes up on the screen. Mm-hmm. Hospitals, banks, post offices. You often take a number when you get there, and they go through people in that order. So the sooner you get there, the sooner you'll be seen. And so they look up at the screen, and then they hear a voice coming over the announcements that's saying, number 8 is next. Or they even see the number switch over to the number 8 that is coming up next. And is that good for them?
I guess it must be, because Simon looks at a piece of paper in his hand, it's got his number on it, and he says, that's me!
There you go, lucky number 8, and he's lucky because he has that number. So Lucia says, how lucky. They didn't have to wait too long, and Simon got a lucky number 2.
Yeah, and also he didn't burn himself with that coffee.
Right.
Yeah, so...
There you go. So maybe they can go out and find him a new pair of pants for $888 or something like that.
Right, that would be cool. 888.
Okay. It's our Magic Box time, and then we'll be back to do a quick review, so stick around.
Magic Box! 找亮点!
Hi, 大家好,我是 Peggy. 大家出门的时候都会带些什么东西啊?除了手机、钥匙、钱包这种三个一定要带的,还会带什么?我来看一下。嘿嘿，看我的包包，我还会带雨伞啊，然后还会带耳机啊，然后有时候啊，我还会带一本书以免无聊。Sometimes I also bring a book with me just in case I get bored. 所以我的包包才会总是有一点重。Case 这个字大家应该不陌生，我们最常见到它出现的地方通常是公事包 suitcase 或是铅笔盒 pencil case。所以我们会知道它有箱子盒子的意思。那 just in case 难道是要放在箱子里面啊？这就要讲到 case 的其他意思。 case 也有情况状况或者是案件案例的意思。我造个句子来给大家瞧瞧。 Another case of dengue fever appeared in New Taipei City today. 新北市今日有出现一起登革热案例。这大概是大家常常在夏天的新闻听到的句子。这里的 case 意思就是登革热案例的案例，所以从这个意思衍生出去还有一个常见的用法，就是 in this case 或是 in someone's case， 意思就是在这个状况或是在某人的状况。比如说 I normally wouldn't agree with Ted but in this case I think he is right。 我跟 Ted 是死对头，通常他说东我就说西，两个人意见不合，但就这个状况来说 Ted 说的是对的。这里的 case 就是状况、情况的意思，所以回到前面 just in case 就是在讲说以防万一、以免发生了什么状况的意思。那么为了避免大家忘记，我们赶快来造个句子试试吧。 Brian 总是在他的公事包里多带一副耳机，以免他需要用到。英文要怎么说呢？
The answer isBrian always brings an extra pair of earphones in his suitcase, just in case he needs them. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, so what's our review time today?
Well, of course, we have those four words that we kind of looked at. Burn, floor, death, and get married.Kind of an interesting combination. So how about today we do like a fill in the blanks, finish the sentence kind of exercise?
Sounds good to me.
Would that work?
Yeah.
All right. So do you have a sentence for us to fill in a blank with?
Okay. Yes? I could say, I blank my hand on the hot stove.
I death my hand on the hot stove.
So you have no hand anymore.
No, that doesn't make sense, but it does sound cool.
Yeah, death is a noun too, so.
I burned my hand on the hot stove.
Sounds right to me.
Yeah, because it's hot, you touch it with your hand, the skin will be burned. Okay, so after her parents blank...Alice got their old house and all their things. I was like, that's a weird sentence. It's so short.
That would be
very short.
I couldn't
see the comma. After her parents blank, Alice got their old house and all their things. Much easier to solve now.
Yeah. After her parents, she got their old house and all their things, which means they probably don't need them anymore. They're probably dead. They're death.
Alice killed them. No, maybe not.
No, probably not.
No, probably not. Okay, so there you go. Alice, after their death, Alice, after her parents' death, Alice got their old house and things. How about this one? Carrie and Ben want to blank and be together forever.
Forever. Oh. Well, if they want to be together forever, they probably want to get married.
Yeah, that would be better than doing something else.
Like being on the floor?
Yeah, possibly. I was going to throw the word death into that blank. They want to death and be together forever. No, 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 no. That's just a bad, bad movie.
That All sounds right. like Romeo and Juliet.
Let's go with our fourth and final sentence.
Okay, we went to the 20th. Blank.
Floor.
Of the building.
Floor.
So we were very...
Floor.
High above...
20th floor of the building.
The ground.
It's gotta be.
Yes.
The number and the fact that it's of the building. That was all I needed to hear.
It's
the 20th floor post. It's the only word we haven't used yet.
Yeah,
all
I
right, guys,
that would
so
do
there
it.
You go. Good luck, bad luck. 13, 4, 8. Think about that, chat about that, and we'll be back soon, hopefully, if we're lucky...
Yeah.
With many more fun and fascinating articles.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Be Bye-bye. Well.
Culture Shock!
Unlucky numbers, unlucky days.
Simon and Lucia are at a hospital.
I'm okay. That coffee didn't burn me. It just made a mess of my trousers.
We should check, just in case.
Let's take the lift.
They get into an elevator.
I just noticed something. There's no fourth floor in this hospital.
The number four is unlucky here. It sounds like the word for death, so people avoid it.
They get out of the elevator.
That's good to know. How else do people avoid the number four?
When people get married, we give them money. You should give people an even amount, but not a figure with number four in it.
What's a lucky number here?
Eight is lucky. It sounds like fortune in Chinese.
The next number comes up on the screen.
Number 8 is next.
That's me.
How lucky.
Word power.
Burn. Burn. I burned my fingers when I touched the hot water. I burn my fingers when I touch the hot water. Floor. Floor. Andrew moved to a new room on the third floor of his building. Andrew moved to a new room on the third floor of his building. Death. Death. My mother's death made my family sad for the rest of the year. My mother's death made my family sad for the rest of the year. Get married. Get married. Get, got, gotten. William and Ruby had a baby after they got married last year. William and Ruby had a baby after they got married last year.
认识字汇。
Make a mess of something. Figure. Fortune.